This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. How would you feel about eating a hamburger if you knew that the meat came from a cloned animal? Earlier this week, the Food and Drug Administration brought that day a little closer. It said that meat or milk from cloned animals is just as safe as what's on the shelf today. We've got NPR science correspondent Dan Charles with more. Hi.
Hi, nice to be here.
So the FDA said it had studied clones, decided that food from them was no different than what we get from other animals. Is there a consensus on that?
Well, there's the narrow question of the food safety, and then there's the broader question about how people feel about cloning and feel about eating food from clones or the offspring of clones. You know, there is no, you have to put it sort of the other way around. There's no strong evidence, there's no convincing evidence that there is any health issue with food from clones. Now, the clones themselves, you know, it's clear from that the cloned animals, the ones that survive and a lot don't survive, they are different in various ways. There's been some sort of messing around with their genetic machinery. But by the time they're adults, if they survive to that point, that all seems to have been sort of sorted out. And when it gets passed on to the next generation, according to the FDA, all of that sort of unexpected, all these unexpected phenomena that you see sometimes in cloned animals disappears and goes away. So, you know, it seemed not too many people actually disagree really strongly with the conclusions just on the food safety.
Now, the FDA asked the livestock industry to continue a voluntary moratorium on putting some of these meats and milks on the shelf. Why was that?
Well, that's the interesting thing. The FDA says that it can only make decisions based on the data, on the science. And so that's why they say they have no authority to ask for or compel labeling of food from clones, because they say the food is identical. But at the same time, they made this recommendation that the livestock industry hold off on putting the actual food from the clones themselves, not the offspring, but just the clones, putting it on the market. That's basically because they worry about market reaction. A lot of people feel kind of queasy about it, and they worry about reaction from foreign trade partners.
Well, you mention an interesting thing. There's the clones, and then there's the offspring of the clones. Are people actually going to be eating food soon from the offspring of clones?
You know, it's pretty funny. Some people already are. I talked to a farmer in Wisconsin who's had a cloned cow for many years now, and that clone has had calves, and the calves have been sold, and I'm sure those calves are producing milk somewhere, and no one's really tracking them. So in very small numbers, they are already. Now, to build up to larger numbers to really be a significant part of the food supply, that would take some years. And it's not clear it's even going to happen, because a lot of people in the food industry, you know, would rather not rock the boat too much. They do worry about consumer reaction.
Well, Dan, thanks for the information.
Thank you.
Dan Charles is NPR science correspondent. He joined us from NPR in Washington, D.C.